Sometimes we carry crosses no one else sees, especially those related to addiction. Today's stories are reminders that no chain is too heavy for God to break. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's testimonies. Hello, dear friends, and thank you for being here, for being part of this spiritual family united under Padre Pio's mantle. Today I want to share some powerful testimonies from our viewers who overcame serious addictions, alcohol and gambling, through faith, prayer, and the intercession of Saint Padre Pio and Our Lady. If you or someone you love is battling addiction, I pray these testimonies remind you no chain is too strong for God to break. Let's start with Harrison's story. Listen to this. I believe I had a Saint Padre Pio miracle happen to me. A family member had a drinking problem for many decades. They would drink until they couldn't remember the night before, and they would also hallucinate problems. They drank like this for decades. Eventually, this drinking affected their short-term memory. But then I prayed to Saint Padre Pio and prayed his miracle prayer, the Novena of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And within a week, this family member quit drinking. He didn't even have withdrawal symptoms. He had a glass of wine once a month, and eventually he lost complete interest and no longer drinks at all. And he's able to get help for his memory. I've also had a miracle happen to me from praying the rosary for many years. It's similar to the story above in the sense that it was unreal. The odds of things working out that way were totally impossible. I definitely believe. Harrison, what an incredible witness to the power of prayer. Padre Pio once said, "Prayer is the best weapon we have. It's the key to God's heart." Your story proves that even the most entrenched addictions are no match for grace. Thank you so much for sharing. Furthermore, a viewer named Bellard shared this fascinating experience. I was a recovering alcoholic, sober for 18 years. However, due to some very dire personal issues, I fell off the wagon. I was worse than ever before and causing unbearable pain for my family and didn't know how to stop. So I started praying to our Lord and Our Lady, and especially to our Heavenly Father to help me. After many months, I suddenly experienced an aversion to alcohol until one day I just couldn't smell it as it made me nauseous. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't drink alcohol anymore. This has never happened to an alcoholic, especially without having severe withdrawals from alcohol. I'm telling you, it's never been heard of in AA nor the medical community. It just doesn't happen. I clearly attribute it to the love and mercy of our Father in heaven and Jesus and the intercession of Our Lady. By the grace of God, I'm sober till this very moment, 5 years after quitting. No AA meetings and no treatments whatsoever. Deo gratias, Ave Maria. What a profound testament to divine intervention. Sometimes God removes a temptation so completely that it leaves no doubt where the healing came from. Thank you, Bellard, for sharing this miracle. Finally, a viewer named Raymond shared this heartfelt testimony. 40 years of gambling on horses and sports has put a tremendous burden on my wife and family. These activities have been the thorn for me, which St. Paul alludes to. I have a great job, make plenty of money, but after 40 years I accumulated serious debt, all the while being a devout Catholic. It's very complicated. How can a devout man be afflicted with this condition, you may ask? The confessional has been my sanctuary my entire life. My penance and grace from the Holy Ghost has led me to resign from my secure job, take most of my retirement, and pay all my debts. This channel has helped me so much by grace from asking Padre Pio for his intercession in helping me conquer my addiction. I've always been graced by God with a great work ethic, generosity towards family and neighbors, and a desire to evangelize people to the Catholic faith most of my adult life. I defend the faith. I knew in my heart, if I didn't make amends and rectify my debts completely, I would fail my wife and family, but most of all, our Lord Jesus Christ and the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm still working, but part-time. I'm praying constantly, asking the Lord to show me a new path for my life. As I continue my journey, knowing I'm a spiritual child of Padre Pio has strengthened me. My faith has become me. The burden of debt is gone, but the unknown road ahead is the new challenge at 60 years old. I hear Padre Pio say to me subconsciously, "Trust in God." I have begun to serve the Mass in the old rite for the past year. It too has brought me closer to God. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. Raymond, your courage to change course after 40 years is inspiring. You didn't just stop gambling, you made reparation, trusting God with your future. I can only imagine someone with sincere faith doing this. May your journey inspire others to embrace that same trust in God. Thank you for sharing. These testimonies show us how faith can pierce even the darkest places. And that's exactly why we started this apostolate, to help people fight their spiritual battles. But we need your support to continue this mission. So if you like what we do and want to help us spread the teachings and wisdom of Padre Pio, please consider joining our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. By joining, you're not just supporting a YouTube channel, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us reach more people who can benefit spiritually from these stories. So don't miss the opportunity to be part of something bigger. Click the link in the description below to learn more and embark on this meaningful journey with us. Thank you for staying until the end. May God bless you, and we'll see you in the next video on the life of Padre Pio.